Blog Talk Radio.
Check. Capital Y Man, aka Wig Vicious. LD Technicali on the cut. El Especialista on the track. Long Beach City. Let's get it. You know better questioning this veteran who's ambivalent. This track is on some militant dick. What a coincidence. These villains been spitting ever since you were dressed just like Prince. The ignorance thought I was gone. Guess again. Blinded by negligence because there's no equivalent. To the things I build and destroy, that's why I'm different. Jealous ones keep running their mouths, drunk and belligerent. Like ants to an elephant, a man to a Nephilim. I'm Dr. Jekyll, you hide when my hand's on the pistol grip. Keep testing me, pressing my buttons like text messaging. Here's my confession, I came to shed light. Cause you don't wanna go that route, so get your head right. Meditate to try to make the tension break. Cause it's like a zoom, my attitude is so Section 8. Long Beach City carries weight, I'm here to set the record straight. The snitch dime dropping, there ain't no collection plate. Jump like the house of pain, yeah, you best evacuate or get smashed like a building collapsing on a stack of grapes. I'll even catch it bait, fueled by the lack of faith. Phonies undermining my skills up to exaggerate. I'm like a suicide bomber, you better back away. Hip-hop is like a cigarette habit, I smoke you back today. Quit acting gay, I'm just trying to shed light. Don't let them lies in the fear with your sight. Get your head right. Bracket, lyrics, heavy metal packing. Lights, camera, action, my city's buzzing like yellow jackets. I'm so Long Beach, I approach the track with ghetto tactics. No one wants to go heads up, they'd rather pedal backwards. These little bastards know I'm sick like liver cancer. Asking God to save them from me, but I guess he never answered. Shoot at your feet, I'll make you look just like a river dancer. Find a silver lancer in your mouth just like Jolly Ranchers. I'm like the Jedi Emperor, man, I can feel your anger. There ain't no remedy, enemies getting killed with bangers. They lost their way, but I came to shed light. So cross the line, get out of spite, get your head right.
Another episode of HOS Radio. We are live again. This is Tom Bishop. There is no Jersey Joker today. Sorry, peoples. He is busy, occupied, doing things he needs to do. So today we will be bringing you Jack on the Block. And of course, our guest host who we had week, Brett. I know everybody's online already, so go ahead, say your highs. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Can't complain. Nice and easy Monday.
Right.
Hey guys, I'm good. Can't complain.
All right. Well, happy Monday. I don't think it's happy for most of us, but happy Monday. So, for those of you who don't know, we had a good conversation and pretty well, so we're going to continue a different conversation today that we were talking about not too long ago. And the topic of that is, I believe, Jenny, I'll let you say because you came up with it, topic.
All right, so I wanted to see what you guys thought. I was having a conversation and the topic of threesomes came up. So I just had a question. Is that something, you know, you would do? So threesomes, orgies, yay or nay?
Word, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good topic right there. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. So we will get to that as well. This crazy stuff happening. I don't know if you guys heard of it. But did you guys hear about the guy lighting himself on fire? I think it was in Washington at the Trump case, I think it was. Did you guys hear about that?
I haven't heard about it, but I stay away from the news. It makes me sad.
I mean, they said he's a conspiracy theory or whatever you want to call them type people. And when I looked at the guy, I was like, no, he really looks crazy. Like, he really looks crazy. And they showed the clip to the point to where he lit himself on fire. It was pretty wild. If you get a chance, look at it. But it's pretty interesting what people are doing nowadays, talking about a revolution. So, yeah, it's America for
you. Yeah, I saw that, and I thought it was pretty, like, wild how he lit himself on fire but wasn't making no movement at all. Like, just
right. Literally
on his knees, on fire, like, not even rolling around. Because if it was me, I will be devastated, rolling around, running around, whatever, trying to get the fire out. But he just was just in one space. Like, that was it.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was. And I don't know. I don't know.
It just reminds me of Hellboy.
Overseas, but yeah, something, right? So,
did you just say he reminds you of Hellboy?
Yeah, Hellboy.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that's what I heard, okay?
Yeah.
You never seen Hellboy?
Jenny? I'm pretty sure I did. I just, you know, just it's a comparison, that's all. But
all right, guys.
Yeah.
So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get some in order at 9 o'clock. We do got an interview. We got DOA, Death on Arrival. We have an interview. So no, Jenny, we will let you have that at 9 o'clock. So everybody tune in for that interview. There's some good stuff he's gonna be saying. You know, good friend of mine as well. So pick up DOA. Hope everything goes well. And yeah, we're gonna have that. Tonight, we'll come back, have the topic, where I play some music, get some music on, and then we'll come back and get into it. Like a plan?
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, let's get it rolling. Here we go. We're gonna start it off right now with "Where's My Monsters?" That's a Sinatra featuring Rex Allen. INF.
Yo, see the monsters hide within. The darkness where I've been, heavy heartless as I start to fall apart for time to win. Escape the thoughts of sin, I'm sick of living like I gotta ride for riders that ain't riding with me, rhyming like it's ride or die. It's time to lay it on the line and say a fine goodbye. Find a finding forest to run for, it's time to fly. They tell me that the monster's all inside my head, but I see what's going on, so I just hide under the bed. Cause I'm another victim of a system where it's prudent for the students to be blind, but to me this shit's translucent. I use music to influence said students, cause the system that we grew up in is useless, so let's do this. Forget the monsters we were taught to fear. It's obvious it's broken, just judging by the fact we sweat when cops are near. Even if it's been an awful year, get up and fight. Slug it up when something comes along and live your fucking life. Favors, but who's to say you ain't using me for what I'm using later? Ruthless nature, smooth
smooth it over like they use a razor. Rappers on the fence, they taking bets like who's the neighbor, who's the traitor, who's the flavor of the week, who's the savior, who's the player of the feet. You can lose behavior and be the aim of what you seek. Y'all can keep it safe and be the range of what you speak. The pace that we running from is truth and ambition. Watch for the first person, let the universe listen. Ain't nothing in my life here falsified. I feel safe both in the light and where these monsters hide.
Yo, all I really know is get rich or die trying. If it's a jungle out here, you might as well be a lion. It's fresh out the kettle, I get it if y'all buying. Steam off the clip, if I squeeze it, I keep firing.
They don't believe their own bullshit, these guys lying. Rappers always think they can spit till we frying. If everybody's a plug, who y'all supplying? It's a high turnover rate, but the street's hiring.
Young pups become big dogs, remain vicious. High five a man, cause we hit the same bitches. Can't move the same in this range of lane switches. You get into the bag of new faces, things different.
We provide a unique taste of what the game's missing. Ahead of them by far, really an insane distance. Don't mention us and them in the same sentence. It's senseless, I come up, never came with a system.
All I know is grinding, what got us here. See you through these lenses, my vision clear. Bet you never walk a mile with any shoes, or feel my pain, or sing these blues. It's nothing to you, but I risk it all and I miss it all. It's nothing to you. Man, I get withdrawals and you get involved, cause I
first
do.
Score wasn't lit, but quadrupled it quick. Paid it forward with some blend, what a beautiful lick. Small world, hustlers always know a mutual chick. For some licks and a split, you'll get community dick. Ain't nothing guaranteed, indeed, with moves to get rich. If it's too good to be true, better assume it's a risk. Some hungry and want the bag, as soon as you dip, they slide it with hopes of consuming your chips. I broke the rules and didn't quit, and in turn, my grind overshadowed your shine like the moon is eclipsed. I'm hands off, but ain't loose in my grip. Since I'm young and I've been known as a dude who can flip. Yeah.
Like a mattress, I stash money through the madness and kept the soft white to the far right like a fascist. Maniacal maneuvers like Uber, I had to dash, kid. I fire at your shooters, no tutors, but have some glass, kid. Cause in this division, you're not a factor. And if you're not driven by millions, then skip the chapter. So what's a gangster when you compare it to a hustler? Cause one can have bank and still move like a buster. If you a youngster, then this message considered deep. It's not about how much you make, but more so how much you keep. And making it while you sleep, or how you explain to bosses. You living in a shack, but you built for a boss.
All I know is grinding, what got us here. See you through these lenses, my vision clear. Bet you never walk a mile with any shoes,
or feel my pain, or sing these blues. It's nothing to you, but I risk it all and I miss it all. It's nothing to you. Man, I get withdrawals and you get involved, cause I do.
Yo, if this was a live show, I'd probably get dragged from the stage, handcuffed and caged, for cursing and spitting that 5-0. I'm on a mission to find folks to victimize, say the masochist wishing to die slow. Listen to my prose, the torturous, I'll see to it, yours finished, leave your unfortunate season an orphanage. Even if your image dictates, you love the way it dictates, you'll get tossed from a big stage. Put your hands down, dick face, I didn't tell you to raise them. I started underground and then I fell through the basement. Misplaced, so like I had to sell it to Satan. In the midst of hellish arrangement, try to tell him to change it. So make a relevant statement, say that you sell your tape, and say that you're 12 and played on your favorite wellness sensation. I'm waiting for celebrating your folded career over a beer. I know where you live, wake up and smell the fragrance. Heathenous, greediness, reasonless, ravages, treasonous, activists, greedy and ravenous. We face off, wage war, and beat up on pacifists.
He's the compassionless,
and he's the antagonist.
Yo, who the fuck else you know that I run up on your block strip like an insane Christopher Columbus and start conquering shit? Self-titles that nigga, and he ain't playing dog. I thought I told you that we blazing niggas till they skin fall off. Roll out the red carpet and make you blend in with it. And that place that you was born from, I've been up in it. Masterpiece versus everything that I done dope. Fuck puffing on cigars, I'll blow donut holes with gun smoke. I don't want your demo rappers, we extort them. You ain't going platinum, nigga, you gon' be post-mortem. Slice the throat to your whole clique till my palms hurt, and it'll be more rednecks than a Willie Nelson concert. Better believe me, motherfucker, we ain't nice dogs. We know the real and pull your car like fake IDs at nightclubs. Lift up that skirt and see just what type of guy you are. Throw you off the fucking roof and see just how fly you are.
Heathenous, greediness, reasonless, ravages, treasonous, activists, greedy and ravenous. We face off, wage war, and beat up on pacifists. And he's the antagonist. I should never be fooled with my devilish music. We'll put a spell on you, stupid. Whoever you're cool with will forever be losers. I'll hit you so hard your kids will inherit the bruises. Malevolent mood shifts attached to Satan, and a sick fascination with Patrick Bateman. Then disguise the crimes from the pigs at the station. They missed out of Raymond cause I slipped past probation.
And age did change blue. We two were the fucking illest niggas. The type of cats that will randomly murder serial killers. I'm an angry person that'll hang you from a dangling curtain for certain. I'm like Satan lurking through paintings and serpents. An ill contortionist, twist your body and crack limbs, and you can see what it's like to walk forward but face backwards. My dick get hard when I pull the rifle and spray shots and leave your whole crew shaking worse than Michael J. Fox.
Heathenous, greediness, treasonous, ravages, treasonous, activists, greedy and ravenous. We face off, wage war, and beat up on pacifists.
He's the compassionless,
and he's the antagonist.
Heathenous,
greediness, treasonless, ravages, treasonous, activists, greedy and ravenous. We face off, wage war, and beat up on pacifists.
He's the compassionless,
and he's the antagonist.
Diablo!
Yo, got a show.
Oh, yeah.
Brody, you're coming this time, right?
Oh, yeah, you already know.
Not like last time.
Man, he ain't fucking
okay.
Coming.
Okay,
come on, man. State got a show and I don't want to perform. So I stop, fuck the people that's blowing their horn. Got some shit to say, I'm convinced that I ain't going. To be real with you, dog, I don't know why I'm flowing.
Man, ain't none to it, no need to be nervous. You know you spit cold at the stage with a purpose. Grab mic and start ripping, eat it up like a furnace. Shit, it's your time, homie, bro, you know that you earned it. Fuck that, dog, I'm getting sick of this shit. I don't got no follow-through, so fuck it, I quit. Just don't forget about me, dog, if you niggas get rich. It ain't like these other motherfuckers listen to shit. No follow-through, you buggin', I ain't letting you trippin'. And ain't and if it's when we be getting them chips. Yeah, we balking, homie, straight prep for this shit. So quit your bitchin' time for skipping Roy to get in the whip. No, get in my fucking car. No, can't do it, fuck, not again. Yes, Shamal, no. I'm not fucking going out. I'm in the back seat, look.
said I'm old, I ain't deaf. Fuck the liquor store, but I'ma go and hit this left. Hey, Shmali, you on my team, man, you see what they saying? Can you please roll the dream? And they always thinking I'm playing. They got me tied up and shit, I can't feel my ass. Man, I wanna go home, I'm not a part of these plans. Forced it on yourself, we ain't wanna do this. But if this is what it takes, well, you get what you get. You got too much talent, just let the chance slip. Spots on the right, homie, untie your wrist.
Damn, Reuter, why you being a bitch? This shit is light work. Hit the stage, kick a couple spits, ladies might twerk. Everybody screaming to see us, don't leave them type hurt. So they can blame Bomber and stage, you fucking white shirt.
Fuck you, Bomber, you came out of nowhere. I got dreads now, fucking with y'all, I ain't gonna have no hair.
Try to blame me for your balls and don't even go there.
We don't have to go there.
Seems we're headed nowhere.
Every fucking
man,
time.
Man, it's fucking headed nowhere.
Every fucking time. Man, I don't wanna go.
And
we're right here.
Keep doing
right,
this
right here. I do not
fucking
care.
Bullshit, Reuter. Goddamn, stay, what did I say? Hit the spot, let the car door open. Reuter's running away.
Shmali tripping his ass quick. He ain't getting away.
It took a year just to get him in the whip for a day.
I hit my knee, I scraped my face. I ain't looking too good. I can't go on stage, man. You know I gotta be hood.
Dude, Future said to put a mask on. Do it that quick. There's an angry mob of fans in the moving in.
Ain't no time for this shit. Grab the seeds from the whip. In the mouth to the fans. Place them right in the hand.
Hey, yo, say, we got a problem.
You ain't lose them again.
Nah, boy, this parking out. We gotta move them again.
Why y'all pick with me? I just making music with friends.
Man, that's a crazy standpoint I refuse to defend.
Fuck you, and fuck you too. You said this bar keys, man. I'm not a part of this crew.
Yo, hold up, Reuter. Now I'm talking to you. What you afraid for? Something that my daughter would do. Come on, State, I got his left arm. You grab him by his right, then he's swinging to the night and bruising up my white skin.
Molly grab his legs, we close to stop. Only one block left and we in the spot. You hear what they doing, it's because I'm black. They push me on stage, so I guess I'm a rat.
About fucking time we got him up there, man. Probably should have hit the liquor store and got him them shots.
Man, you should have.
Little liquid courage.
Yeah. Hey, man, why y'all ain't tell me this shit was fun?
We did.
Y'all play too motherfucking much, man. Damn, nigga, this lighter. Barking.
Space beams, ice cream, erase schemes. It's a great scheme. I could show you what hate means, so hate me. Post memes, I roast fleas. Back body like rosaries and cook them like roast beef. I flow sweet, gross eat, my flow's heat. My style is so chic, no locks, my style's P. R to the Y, yeah, me, your boy's the freshest. Heated like a crescent, so y'all better refresh
this first. When I spit this verse, you gon' remember me. You rappers ain't as real as you pretend to be. Talking shit is cool, but when you see me, keep that energy. Cause I can promise you that I'm reacting disrespectfully. Don't put your hand out for a dap, you ain't a friend of me. I'll put this right hand across your face, erase your memory. You bark like a shih tzu, I bite like a pit bull. You claim you a dog, but we not the same pedigree.
Run up on the block, I had to slide on him. Chrome had the Glock, I put a 5 on him. No need to aim, I'm gonna fly on him. Red dot, fly on him. Bedrock, eye on him. Watch him close and ride on him. I swear, they won't see me coming. It's too late, who's running? Two dumping, so do something. Your crew's not in, too smoked with two cuts. My crew's not, so who's bluffing? It's IOU over everything.
Not believing, standing, seeing how we coming through and crushing. I'm the baddest, I'm a savage, and ain't nobody can fuck with me. Cabbage spinning backwards and unplug them like a USB. Talking shit like iron, shit ready to die like B.I.G. Gun busting, cold crushing, dusty PCP. Chrome never rusted, we all spraying a WD. Light you up like TNT, blow off your limbs like an amputee. Ain't nobody battling me, raising hell like I'm DMC.
Yeah, your ex-girl can't stand me. I'm David Ketchner, hit with the whammy. Liquid sword, not a shiki, you're a jammy. Leonard Shelby, like do you remember Sammy? Hover on tracks, never pull a hammy. You rappers fake like smoke shop candy. My ball smack birds out the air like Randy. Messed with a one-arm chick, just for the handy.
Fraction and team is division, pegging and pitching. Up in the kitchen with two bitches kissing and sniffing. Fly dirty like visions, went wild, beat the trial, no convictions. We keep it real with the style, yo, you flow with fiction. Scheme of wonder guard, yo, fuck religion. My third eye and vision, perfect precision. You heard it, now listen. Busting through these bars like I'm fresh out of prison. It's only right, shot to inside, I miss the words of wisdom.
Hey, yo, I hold the grudge longer
longer than the mother humps a newborn. In my eyes, I'm dead right down to fighting you wrong. Wish me dead, said I fell off, well, here's a new song. Fuck the piece, the beast is off the leash, vacation too long. I'm aiming for the head till I see red and you gone. Sharp shooting, yeah, you caught up in the crosshairs. Leave you with the grave, eyes open in the cold stare. Catch the body, chop it up and let me know who's all there.
C75 Live, Rulers Inc. Let's go.
Most blind spots.
Hey, and welcome back, everybody. It seems like Tommy might be having issues with his microphone. Okay, we're going to get that going in a second. Brittany, are you back?
I'm back.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was amazing. I went to this beautiful gala, and I had an amazing, amazing, amazing time. A little worn out, but I'm here.
Okay, and the gala was for?
It was for my cousin's 40th birthday.
Ooh,
she just turned 40. Okay. So it was really, really nice. Everybody showed up, and it was amazing. Lots of drinks, yeah, all that good stuff.
Oh, that sounds like you had some fun. I haven't had fun like that in so long.
It was amazing, though.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to see if Tommy has his mic working yet. Let's see.
Hello, hello.
We've got Tommy back. Sorry for that weird silence there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I was talking when I came back after the last song, and then it was like, you guys were like, yo, you're not talking. I'm like, what's going on? But I'm back. So, those were some of the tracks, as you heard before. I don't know what was said after that.
We actually didn't hear anything after coming back.
All right. So, all right, topic. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it.
All right. So who wants to go first? Threesomes, yay or nay?
I say yay.
I say absolutely not.
Really? I don't see anything wrong with them. I think it depends on who you're with, but I want to hear your reasons for why not.
My reasons for why not is because I don't like sharing. We are not going to be sitting here having a competition. I'm going to do the biggest split on the who could do a biggest split on the stick or none of that. No, I don't share. I don't share at all.
Now, so, like, even if you were, like, into the chick, or is that something for you where it's like, okay, since I'm not into chicks, then no?
I'm not into chicks at all. A chick cannot touch me. The only time that she can touch me is greeting, a hug, and keep it moving. But, no, I don't want no chicks touching me. Mm-mm. At all.
See, I guess that's kind of where I differ. Like, I tend to find women attractive. So, again, if I'm with somebody, because I can be very territorial. So, if I'm with somebody and, you know, you trust that person enough and you can go there, I don't see what the harm is.
I mean, I don't see it either. No, I get it. I mean, yeah, but like you said, I guess it has to be about the person that you're doing it with and, you know, the coinciding parties, I guess, you know. If you feel comfortable enough doing it anyway, you know, especially if you're in a relationship. So.
Right. But I have been asked. I have been asked plenty of times while I was in a relationship with, you know, certain guys. And it was always no, because the fact that it was, okay, you choose the female. And so that way you're comfortable with the female, and or he would have to choose the female that, you know, he thinks I will be comfortable around. I don't knock people at all. I am not a judgmental person. Whatever floats your boat, that's what you do. Kudos to you. But when it comes down to me in particular, because I am very territorial, so it's like, no, you cannot touch what belongs to me. I will transform on you. You want white chicks? We got that. I got it. I have wigs for days. So whatever you want me to transform into, I got you, boo. You want me to be Puerto Rican? Yeah. Feeling like a Puerto Rican. Yeah, I got that for you. Hong Kong? Yeah, come on. Ching Chong.
Hong Kong?
I'm so serious. We got this. It's, call me the Transformer, okay? You don't need to have a threesome. You have more than three in a room, okay?
Now, here's the question, because, like, we, so all of us kind of assumed that it was just woman, woman, man. And I guess that's because that's the, you know, just, I guess that's kind of what everybody does. But what if it was two men? Does that change
the
one of yours?
I ain't going to lie. I wanted that at one point. I was like, let me just have two guys to see how the man will feel. I really did. I wanted that.
What, like to see if it was jealous or...
No, it was just like how they would handle me, you know, because I'm a bit much. So it was
okay.
Feeling like I got Mike Tyson and Holyfield in the room with me. Oh man, this will be like a Royal Rumble. That sounds exciting.
You think
so
that sounds exciting?
So if it was two men, you would be fine with it.
I mean, I always wanted that, the two guys. Like, I always wanted to see how that felt. I'm telling you, it'll be like Holyfield and Mike Tyson in a room.
Okay, so hold on. Pause up. So what if it was that situation but another girl with this situation? Would you still do it?
I'm sorry, come again?
Okay. If it was you, two guys, and another girl, would you still do it?
Nah, see, again, no.
So you just don't want to be with a girl, period. That's what it boils down to. But you would do
know,
it with
because,
two guys.
Yeah, because I feel like, I guess it depends on the female. It really does. I don't want to be placed in a room where we have to, like, compete and outshine each other. I don't like stuff like that. We're going to do it for fun. Let's do it for fun. But
like in my mind, if I'm going to sit there and I'm going to partake in a threesome, especially if it's with another woman, I would want it to be more fun versus having to compete. And I think that's kind of where a lot of my mindset comes from. So if I'm not, if I don't feel like I'm competing, but we're all just there to kind of satisfy each other, I think that's hot. As far as being with two men, I'm a little more off with it. So I think I would jump into a woman, man first before two men. But I don't see why I wouldn't try it. I would just be scared to know what type of things they're going to want to do because I'm not sure if I'm, like, DP ready or anything.
Right.
When it comes down to the two men, I want to be tossed, okay? It'd be like George Jungle with Tarzan. Just sling me to one, okay? And then I'll just him swing back to the other one. You're going to have to back and flip it and rub it down on me, okay? That's what you're going to have to do. Mhm. Ooh, I'm getting excited over it.
Oh, so now what if they both wanted to like have their fun with you at the same time?
Hold on, pause. Hold on. I'm only one person. Okay. One at a time. One at a time.
See, cause
I would want to try it. I would. All jokes aside, I would want to try it. Just to see. But I hope I will still have on my walls.
Okay. Well, so the things that we're finding out about Brit Brat over here. So we've got that you are a little, well, I don't want to say deceiving because deceiving is the wrong word, but you are one who will sit there and be revengeful if you get cheated on. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
I'm so interested in what she has to say. So interested.
Okay. I am so sorry. I had a little visitor. Okay. So I am back. It looks like when Joker's not on the show, everything goes haywire. So at least we know now who keeps it together. All right. So, yeah. So you're fine with two guys. But you wouldn't do another girl at all.
No.
What if you were the unicorn? So what if a couple came to you and it's not your man, it's just another girl who you knew or whatever and wanted you to join in on hers?
No. I'll take a ring check.
Okay. And Tommy, are you there? There we go.
I'm here. I got muted somehow. But anyway, yeah. So you said you would take a rain check. Like, what do you mean? You're still not saying yes or no. You're just saying I'll take a rain check for later?
No, at all. Matter of fact, let me pay the bill. Y'all can have fun.
So, now, from a guy's point of view, what would you do, Tommy? Would you sit there and do a guy, girl?
No.
Why not? I'm interested.
Why wouldn't you do the girl? It's the same principle, Brit Brat.
Oh.
The same reason why I wouldn't do it, you wouldn't do it. So I'm good. I don't know, like, personally, I don't know if I could see the guy sit down. Like, I don't know if I could do it. Like, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, you know what I mean? I just don't know if I could do it. Could happen, could not happen. Dark girl. I mean, I know we wanted to do it. Yeah, why not? It might be fun, but you know, might not happen. I really don't think about it most of the time, but
I feel like there's a lot of double standards here. maybe it's because I'm the only one who's like, screw it, whichever way, let's go.
I mean, that's whatever, like I said, whatever floats your boat. I'm not here to judge or anything like that. Whatever is your cup of tea, drink on, sister, drink on. Because nowadays, I don't know.
Now that's kind of, so I wanted to jump back on something else interesting that you said. So apparently you feel like you need two guys in order to sit there and handle you. What was that about?
I'm just saying, because I'm a bit much, okay? You know, even when I handle just the one guy, he'd be like tapping out and stuff. So he's like, whoa, you got a lot in you. So I just feel like it could be fun with two. So if one want to tap out, here we go, WWE. Let's go.
So you feel like the two guys are going to have to, and is this something you've ever, like, at least came close to trying? Because I'm assuming you haven't done it since you said.
I have never done it. Never in my life have I ever done it. It's a fantasy for me. One of my little, you know, on my bucket list, try maybe one day if I don't get cobwebs, you know. So, because I'm up there in age now, so yeah, it is what it is. If it happen, happen. If it don't, it don't. It's just one of my little dreams.
All right. Now I do see we have some callers here. Let's see. And I'm not sure where Tommy went again.
Okay.
All right. So I'm not sure if this is anybody that I would know. All right. So let's see. Hold on one second. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out where Tommy went again. Again, I am so sorry, everybody who's listening. We're having silly difficulties right now. Let's see. Let's see, maybe we can go to some music.
You want to do some music? Yeah, we're going to do some music. I'm sorry, this mic over here is cutting in and out. I don't know what's going on over here in Pennsylvania. I'm lagging. It's just a bad thing going on right now. So I apologize again for me dipping in and out. But, yeah, we will go to some music, and then when we come back, we will have the an interview with DOA. Trying to get up with DOA right now. So DOA, hit up your messenger. Let me know what number you're calling from, because I don't hear. So then we'll be back in a second, and so we'll be back. Here we go.
Leave a fro, drop a duet. We'll leave your brain stimulated. Niggas is frozen, feeling like real. Leave a fro, drop a duet. We'll leave your brain stimulated.
Can't grab this motherfucker. Yo, it's time to check the monstrous conglomerates. The army of the hardest, most barbaric barbenders burning fraudulent nonsense and all content that's not prominent. Irrelevant to hell with it, aggressive dog dominant. Farming shit, this is a Hiroshima blast. Mad rabbit, Zack and Savage, put your lyrics in a cast. Always ready for a fight, plus we heavy on the mic. Man, the legion's on a mission to kill everything in sight. Ain't no fan club, stand up, the family of beats. Manhandle beats, we mad deep, it's madness in the streets. Underhanded bandits, slick gambits, handing you your teeth. Sold the granite, biking hard damage in your fleet. Take advantage of the weak, soft for the tart. Hardcore wannabe, no heart, beg, and spin a fucking bar. My whole fan full of flamethrowers, too spoken. Scratch a holly DJ, our producers on the dope.
This is a conquest, so I suggest you take a rest or keep a breath, and definitely keep a vest in that chest. Rhymes I'm packing, just like a thug at a carjacking. Shoot off your hat when I say captain, this is no acting. G-A-N-G, S-T-A, double R, and you don't want no trouble up in here, baby, Paul. From the late night drama of the New York streets to the hood to L.A. Real niggas flipping primos beats, put suckers on blast, send them back to class and kick hot shit so we can sack the Johnny Cash. I brought the guard, Rakim, lyrically gunning, you wanna dash. I got Dub C from South Seas, what, you doubt me? Travel through war zones with my infrared microphone in the airborne hill, destroying enemies' chromosomes. Words run through flesh, leaving nothing but skeletal. You best pay respect back to the legends, boy. I'm telling you, militia.
Who's that nigga that's making a move? It's the shitty get brought him back, acting a motherfucking fool. Four packets, four jackets, steady these hanging, sagging, ragging, put on my rag and blast on my mag, leaving enemies a body bag. Yeah, nigga, what's cracking? What y'all thought it wasn't gonna happen? Dub singing my East Coast sisters, getting together rapping. Yeah. Gun clapping, dub smacking, kiss the ring of your highness. Look, mom in New York, see walking with two of the Brooklyn's finest. My jig and Philly just from the East, we all bang. But look, y'all know mine, this is still West Side Connect gang. West Coast the same, just new pieces on my neck. Picos, brownies, house shoes. Y'all can't see this. We beat the sister G is pushing a six. That's a freakin' caviar gangsta militia remix. It's up, see the Yankee gets low. I'm running the shit with the Guru in New York, started DJ Premier Militia.
The illest, realest, representing. We in the bucket. Let it be known. The illest, realest.
Word up, just a militia. Militia.
The illest, realest, representing.
Mister, musical master, compassion for disaster, paragraph ambassador, all get the red carpet, just call me on, corner of the market like the Mike's last name was Corleone, different star killer, come through your city like Godzilla, think of the sickest thing you ever seen, Rawzilla, my visions are vicious, suspects suspicious, plans is ambitious, my motives malicious, no interfering if you ain't down, you got to swear in these cats they carrying in the habitat they're wearing, crack a bearing, format the track that I'm hearing, it's even at I'm going back to racketeering. Yo, you should see me. I got a crew like Mussolini. But cool as Moldy. My flow be smooth and easy. Pretend is every sentence the wildest. You get the picture? Rakim is the menace with malice. Militia. Gangsta. The R. Dub C. Baby Paul. Straight up. Check it out.
Where do I start?
Let's see, what do you want here?
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where I started at.
No doubt.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York, 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 New York,
New York, New York,
New York, New York, New York, New York.
With her first hello.
Got a lot of heart. Best part is I'm clever too. Hand skills, hawk work, gunplay, whatever do. Ecstasy, oxy, Vicodin powder, Ari, haze, diesel, sour, dust juice, Lucy's, turbans, koofies, handguns is petite. The shotties is doofy. Telling in is not nice. A lot of niggas got life. Everything is good in my bank except cock dice. Harlem's, Jordans, the hood can't afford them. So they bootlegged them. Now everybody sport them. Dorms, cells, packages, mail, warrants, bails, everything's real now.
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where I started at.
New York.
We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York.
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
New York, New York,
New York, New York, New York.
With her first
all I got is my word and my nuts. Man, I got Brooklyn in my balls.
so you can see Bed-Stuy. You looking in my drawers, always talking about you balling. Look, you on the ball, word on the street, niggas ready to put you on the wall. You just a leg shooter, you aim your gun low, I shoot my tech high, I keep a high tech like the producer. Pap grip the Desi, till that clip is empty. Man, I have black buried in the cemetery. Go ahead, get your Fetty, but you better tell, homes. Messing with me or get black buried like a cell phone. Punks pay dues, not me, I pay attention. Call it New York, cause we keep reinventing.
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at. We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
With her first hello.
Flip the vocabulary, shatter my adversaries, busting like a capillary. Roaches and rats on every corner, winter's warmer, but New York is used to that already. Manhattan built those cemeteries where the blacks was buried. Yeah, I take the Staten Ferry, I walk the Broadway. I talk to chicks along the way with John Forte. Used to do this all day, burning in the project hallway. Discussing strategies in the court case. I rock the North Face, cold like winter. I'm from Brooklyn like the D-Step and low life niggas were. Fuck the talking, this a New York thing, we at war, but all things considered, we all kings, what?
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at. We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. New York, New York, New York.
My nigga, what up?
New York, New York.
Check, you did it again, nigga.
What up,
I love
it. Hello.
Hey, yo, yo, I rhyme for the streets. Broke niggas rap when they feast. Who angry as hell? The yell from the beast. Wise killers up in New York who lay for peace. Crime action gets you trapped by the chiefs. No peace. See me prowling half the hood, styling good talent. Most of us fell off from drug wars. Trying to re-up the law wowing. Can't get no rest. The vest is on stress, palin', scheming on something green. With eagles on his chef, found it while I take a trip back. My first little pack had to open doors. No time for broads. I was scoping. Bagging like a newborn, barely profit, beef pop off. We carry Tommy guns and smoke trees and yak pockets. Pilgrimage life, real life with no money and no white. I had this white girl who worked for me, wiping pipe, living by the sword. 100 niggas daily who get all aboard and kill for some paper, live on them acres, ball.
Let me see where I start at. Hood cats are part of where it started at. We hustle hard to keep the sharks fed. For the score, go to war like a jarhead.
New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
When you add the ED, niggas laying their backs. Pull the form for the niggas, so sleep on the track. Surround you like a fucking healer of a demon. Bounce on you quick like it's made out of semen. Concussion, cutcha, like Octodep. Watch your blood drain to a place called the Hellfire. You can't fuck with this, my clan is sick. Like my niggas rockin' sheets in Texas. A-S-T-Z, N-A rock, rock. Ricochet, rock, night production. Yeah, death, strike, who? International Demon 6789. Here we come, come like we said. From the side in Brownsville, Brooklyn, Mother Gaston, Junior, East New York, Rap City, Ralph and Pacific. Supernova over black hole, gunplay. So from this spot out the sky, get the wings of a hawk. It's the end of walking on the earth, full soul, just in a white day. Supernova black hole, gunplay. So from this spot out the sky, get the wings. The angel walking on the earth, who's so dressed in a white jacket. Who, death strike. Catch step to me like they really won't be. Attacking that heat, let's take it to the street. Second double fist, you call me this repeat. You don't want none, take a backseat. Yeah. Hold it in your hood, man, yeah, we running deep. Blast to your teeth, blast to your teeth. Yeah. Death is what you read, yeah, and death is what I see. Got you running, let you in the track, me. Practice on you,
step four, step back, ease up and ease back. Step into my life, my homeboy, you get your head cracked. Coming to you just like a hurricane. Came, be your fucking holy like Hoskins in 98. Dirty demon, rough, rugged and raw. Strictly underground for the fucking streets for heat. Spontaneous combustion, boom fire. I'm the kind of drug that will get you higher. Supernova, black cold, gun blade soft. When I spit, I feel like a black serpent in the dark. Niggas keep pissing me off. Now I'm leaking like porn star, contaminated juices and semen. From the under, die the best of the tour. Flash cut, green killer of the grave digger. Lunatic spawn of old dirty digger. Fuck your head up like a Dunwich horror. Supernova black hole, gunplay soft. Fist right out the sky, with the wings of a hawk. It's the angels walking on the earth, boom, soft. Strapped in a white, yeah. Supernova black hole, gunplay soft. Fist right out the sky, with the wings of a hawk. It's the angels walking on the earth, boom, soft. Strapped in a white, yeah. Supernova black hole.
Yeah. That was the last song you heard just heard was DOA. We're about to have this interview right now here on HOS Radio. Jenny from the block, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Bray, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, she's there. I was wondering where you were. You got to quiet. All right, so... I got his number queued, so Jenny, I'm going to let you do your thing, and I'm going to go off, and I'll come back in, you know, if I have questions and stuff like that. So here you go. I'm about to bring him in. Here we go. The man of the hour. Work. Here we go.
What up? What up?
Hey there.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, what up? What up?
Hey. So how you doing today?
I'm all right. Thanks for the shout out. Thanks for the interview. Thanks for that intro, yo. Yo, that was brother you along with me on that track, man. When we did, you know, I was like, you know, something, you know, me and him collaborated on. He's part of the, you know, the Clit Hands On Operations and stuff. He produced the track. He's on the track, you know.
All right. So tell us a little more about yourself. So for those of us that don't know you too well, how long have you been making music?
I've been doing this forever. You know what I mean? It's like since I was 12 years old, this is what I wanted to do. And I was like back in the late 70s, like 78.
Okay,
so I just
so you've
like
been around for a while.
Developed my craft, you know, went to the parties, went to the clubs and stuff like that, went to the ciphers, went to this, and just started building until I mastered my skills. And I went from several names until I got to the name of, you know, DOA, Aka Def, Def's on Arrival. And, you know, that's the history. Been in this industry for a long time. The mainstream didn't work out for me. Did my own thing independently. And I'm here today.
All right. Now, what are your inspirations? So what keeps you going? You've been around for a while. You're still doing music. What keeps you going?
The real hip-hop, you know. You know, the culture itself, you know. Like I said, when I was introduced to this hip-hop, you know, it started from the, you know, the culture, the turntables, the emceeing and the breakdancing, the graffiti, all that inspired me. And I was like, yo. And then when it got into the mainstream and we saw you could make money with it, I was like, that really inspired me. So I was like, you know, they could do it, I could do it. So, you know, to this day, you know, even though the commercial rap capitalizes on hip hop, and everything, it's a difference, like Harris once said, it's a difference between MCing and rapping.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And what Tommy was playing earlier and every Monday is real hip-hop MCs. They're not rappers, they're MCs, microphone
uh-huh.
controllers. You know what I'm saying? So these today's rappers that's wearing skirts and wearing pocketbooks and, you know, dyeing their hairs and doing all these other crazy stuff, they're rappers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. They're rappers. So we don't really look at them as MCs, but, you know, we give them their big up and hope they come to the culture. But if they don't, that's on them.
Okay, now, being that you've been around for a while, you got any interesting stories that you want to share with us?
Say that again?
Said, being that you've been around for a while, and I know you said that, you know, you worked with different people, any interesting stories that you want to share with us?
Oh, I got millions of stories, like, you know, 8 million stories back in the day, you know what I mean? That industry was something else, yo. Something else, you know. And I got my first record deal in 87.
Okay.
With a click called the Homicide Connection. All the brothers was in Red Hook. Actually, I was a teacher, and I was a high school teacher, and one of my students was living in Red Hook at the time, and he heard me rap in the lunchroom with some guys, you know what I mean? They was rapping, banging on the table, so I started spitting too. It was like, you know. So I guess he went to his people in Red Hook and said, yo, you know somebody in the school, boom, boom, boom. And he took me out to Red Hook, introduced me to some people. And I don't know if you remember Vandy C from back in the day. He had his own radio station, underground radio station at the time. And he was connected to the industry. And he had an artist named Trey Bag and Frank Nitti. And he wanted to formulate a group. And he had some connections with Russell Simmons and all that. So I got introduced to them. Boom, boom, boom. We hooked up. We was really the first Wu-Tang out in Red Hook. We shot a video in the projects, all that, like Wu-Tang did. And make a long story short, you know, dudes thought they were superstars already, and Russell Simmons got fed up with us. You know, we cut a demo, we cut, you know, a promo deal and everything, and dudes didn't want to show up to the studio, didn't want to show up to the clubs, didn't want to show up, you know, when we was told to come so we can get, you know, noticed in the industry. Dudes thought they was too nice and too this and that. They want, you know, they want money up front, they want this and that, but it said the music business don't work that way. You know what I mean? So that ended that. And I continued doing on my own. Boom, boom, boom. Got linked up with some other people. 91 caught a deal with MCA, Uptown Management, Andre Harrell, P. Diddy, and all of them, Heavy D. And basically, they was trying to change me. You know? They trying to change me into something that I wasn't, you know? And that's when, like, 91, 92, that's when everybody started getting on the bandwagon type thing, a copycat MC or copycat rapper. Nobody wanted to be original anymore. So they wanted to copy Kane style. They wanted to copy, you know, Naughty by Nature style. They wanted to copy Tim Dog style. They wanted rappers like that. And I'm saying they already out. You know, my thing is that they already out. Mm-hmm. Why do you need another one? You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
So,
to make
a long story short again, after they start showing me these funny-looking clothes that, you know, gay men wear, I was like, nah, I don't want to wear that. And they started telling me I got to switch up my lyrics, I got to switch this up, pull that out, And then the guy that was managing me, I was in his office one day, and they was about to sign me. I'm looking around on his wall. I'm seeing all these pictures of these men. He's with Arsenio Hall. He's with these people. He's with this. But there's no chicks. Right. So I'm saying, where the chicks at?
We kind of know.
He's hugging up on some dude, the next guy. I'm like, and then I start looking at him. I said, this nigga homo. I said, yeah, wait a minute. No wonder he wanted me to switch up, wear that. They trying to change me, man. So I was like, so I just told him, nah, I don't want the deal. I don't want this. I don't want to do that. Oh, you're messing up. You're messing up. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. All you got to do is sign. I said, no, thank you.
Okay. So, you stood up for what you believed in. So that says something about you. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, I did get a question. So someone did ask, Do you feel that it's the lack of teaching, that that's why the new generation is the way that they are?
Absolutely. I think the rappers, or I should say the MCs from the mid-80s into the 90s are older now. They dropped the ball on the next generation of, you know, talent. And it's like, you know, the pioneers didn't make that money. The record companies made that money because they sold millions of copies of records, but they never saw money. But as time went on and started learning the business, and people like Jay-Z and, you know, they started getting in the money, they should have been teaching the next generation on how the culture is and how to build and empower yourself and put the next person on, blah, blah, blah. But they just fumbled the ball, man. They fumbled the ball. When I went independent in 93, I had my own management company. I was trying to educate the artists that were signing to me under my management about the business, because it's 90% business, 10% entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I basically put a lot of money into artists. And I had a partner, a white boy partner, who I met in like 90 at Atlantic Records. He was like the road manager of the New Kids on the Block. His name was Morty Rosenfeld, Morty Rose for short. And he's one of the most dangerous men in America, you know, one of the top computer hackers in America. And he went to jail. And I didn't know what he was going to jail for at the time, but he was telling me that, you know, he was getting ready to get locked up. And me and him started a business, a management company. And I told him, well, while you're away, I'll start it. I'll put it together, boom, boom, boom. So when you come home, boom, we're ready to rock and roll. So by 93, 94, he came home, and I was managing a group called Flatbush Natives. And he came up in the studio where we was recording, and I was shocked. And he came up in there, and boom. And I was having a hard time with these Flatbush Natives dudes, you know. You know what I'm saying? They was like, you know, not listening to me and this and that. But make a long story short, he came up in there, had a brand new shiny Tech 9. And he gave it to me. And I clapped it back, and I said, don't nobody move. And that's when they started listening to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. And it started, you know, getting them in shape and this and that. They were signing a Cypher Records, an independent label. We had their release party, invited all the major labels, this and that. But the executive, you know, president of the company, he was jerking them. All he was using them for was a tax write-off. The dude was very wealthy. And when I got a chance to see their contracts, I found out that they signed their life away, which means they wasn't getting no money. I wasn't getting no money.
Right.
So I broke off with them, and me and the white boy went on our thing and started rocking and rolling, got, you know, into the business real heavily and started getting deals and stuff like that, managed some underground artists called Roguish Armament. I don't know if you heard of them, but they used to open up for Cypress Hill and everything. They shot videos and all that stuff. And the rest is history. That's all I can say. The rest is history.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. So let me ask you this question. I know a couple of people. How do you feel about Jay-Z?
He's a beat fighter, man. he's been biting people's stuff since day one. Since Hawaii and Sophie, he's been biting people's styles, man.
And I see if you can confirm this now. From what I know somebody named Haven, D. Haven, right, that was really close to Jay-Z. And they didn't get a rap for him and all that stuff like that. Now, there's supposed to be a movie that's supposed to come out on HBO, and somebody got an offer, and the movie never came out. So you already catch my drift. Do you think that's like part of the hush shit that's going on, that he might have going on right now, trying to get people to hush up about what he did?
And he did a lot of funny things to get where he at, man. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of funny things. And what he did to his man Jazzo, who put him on, you know, Jazzo was his right-hand man and got him in the industry, and he stole his whole style. And then he got linked with Big Daddy Kane, went on tour with Big Daddy Kane, and then he bit Kane's style. You know what I mean? So for years, he's just been biting people's style, and what he did to Dame Dash was dirty. What he did to Aaliyah was dirty. What he did, I mean, on the come up, LL started Def Jam for Rick Rubin, and how did he become president and LL didn't? You know what I mean? We was asking all kinds of questions back then. How this nigga become president of Def Jam? And you know, so when he became president, we thought he was gonna open the doors for the underground. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. He was gonna open the doors for us. He went left, start cutting DMX off, start cutting Neff and Ray off, start cutting mad people, mad good artists on Def Jam. So Jay-Z, man, he's the dirt, man. He's the dirt.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. All right, Jenny, let's finish.
Okay. So I've got one more question for you before we have you introduce your song. Now, being in the industry for so long, seeing everything that you have seen, do you have any advice for, like, the new up-and-comers, those who are just starting their journey out?
Yeah. Learn the business. Understand the business. Get a good lawyer that's in your corner. And be creative and original. Don't be sounding like nobody else. Do your own material. You know, learn all that you can learn in this business and get real people. There's real people in this business. They're just being, you know, put to the backside or whatever. But there's real people in this business. And the bottom line is do not go for what they offer you at first because there's tricks to this game. But you got to understand this business, how it operates, and make moves wisely. Get in and get out.
Okay.
Okay, that's some good advice. All right. Are we ready? Tommy, I know that you have control of the board there. Are we ready for...
Yeah. DOA, you did the last... I got a couple of songs here, so I'm not sure exactly which one you want me to do and introduce, but I do got Dead and Frozen. And Global Warnings I got as well, Red to Load Up. I think those were, and I played Keeping Up before that, so I know this is a lot of ones that you sent. Is there one particular that you wanted? I got Wait for Death ready.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Tommy Bishop, yo. That's my dude right there. That's my dude, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of dudes put him down for a lot of stuff, man. But, yo, this nigga's like a Rockwaller, man. And he comes out snapping and fighting and coming hardcore. And I like the way he rhymes because he could either rhyme on the beat or he could rhyme on the bass line. And not many rappers or MCs could do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Shout out to Tommy, man. Shout out to Tommy. You know what I mean? But I say Global Warnings is cool because, you know, that was a radio type flow, two turntables. You know, what's his name? Tony Tone from Germany. He was, you know, mixing on the set, and I just spit on it. I was trying to tell niggas, you know, today's rappers, yo, you need to go to old school. Learn how to spit on two turntables. Because Lil Yachty, I heard him one night, he could not spit on Craig Mack's Flavor in Your Ear. He kept messing up. Simple boom back track. And I'm saying rappers like him need to go old school. Learn how to rhyme on two turntables because that's how it started. So Global Warnings, you can play that because I'm rhyming on two turntables.
All right. Sounds like a play. Well, we'll play Global Warming. Here we go. HOS Radio, DOA.
Mash shout out to Tony Tune. Good look on that beat, man. Man, shout out to all my hip hop heads that's on the real. Representing the real hip hop, man. Not that mainstream bootblock. Yo, man. Time to show the skill. This is POA, AKA Jeff. Jeff's on arrival. Representing hands on operations. This is another freestyle coming at you live and direct. Live and wild. Ooh, child. Time to put it in. Y'all ready for this? I don't think so. Here we go. Soldier with balance. We're there for this challenge. Multi-billion dollar operation that moves with silence. I got your fuse with all this anger. Still not ready for this fight for danger. I'm talking finest. Get down and out. You think your own course get you on another route. I rock this jam from here to the Orient. Who rocks the set? Like in the court again. Me and you alone, you can't deal. Cause I wasn't real. Really makes me real. One wheel. This is not the ball game, so don't you dare steal. We've made the fools by society that rules with tons of money and some military tools. I stand up in a bloody manner. I cut back with my bloody hammer. The blood drains, the blood stains. I shoot you in the front and back like Jesse James. I got them in the Congo on the warfare with your bongos. That's how my song goes. I'm sitting more than hollows. I'll be prancing on and through Italy. Take it in a symphony. Death is the epitome. New development is going on in China. He supplies arms to the whole Asia Minor. Rockets and missiles are planted in Greenland. Nuclear warheads drops in on Finland. Grenade launches blasts out of Afghanistan. I'm banging on these drums with my own contrabands. Words and verbs attack the mass populations. You slept on me coming with this invasion. Worlds collide and then they come back apart. Hands on operations ripping heads and hearts. Hands on operations ripping heads and hearts. Cause everybody wants to be a gangster. Everybody wants to be a gangster. Everybody wants to be a gangster. A baller. I say it's true to a law remaining to a soldier. Just when day is coming, you will warned you. I told you, yo, son is on. I'm rolling like a boulder. They play my music up in the Yukon. Even in Saskatchewan, all the way to Taiwan. Revolution erupted in the city of Saigon. Cause who was packing these 57 pythons? So let bygones be bygones as we hit the Oregon Trail. Check the emails. How can I tell? We got the money for the bail. Yes, they say that I am the bad man as I war against the nation's Uncle Sam. Plus against you Uncle Tom's in Pakistan. I'm busting at you Shiites in northern Iran. And DOA has another big major plan. I'm going to Africa, unite the Sudan. But how can I live the American dream if America keeps taking the cream from ghetto streams? Everybody, I said everybody wants to be a gangster. Ebola, I say true to a law remaining from a soldier. Just when they is coming, yo, I warned you, I told you, yo, son is on, I'm rolling like a boulder, yo, live and direct, DOA is in the station, yo, death is on arrival, the horsemen of the clan.
All right, nice. All right, let's make sure we've got everybody back on. Okay. All right, so what did you guys think?
I liked it. You know, I liked it. It's that old school hip hop. I like that. You already know that, you know? My homie right there. You on?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I was like a choice. I was like, all right, where you at? All right, well, yeah, that was nice, man. I like that. That was nice and slow. It was old school. I like that a lot, man.
I definitely love that old, like, that old school hip-hop feel. That's kind of what makes me, that's the music I fell in love with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And it's like, you know, these young cats today, man, they need to go to the basics. I think Jam Master Jay used to have a school where he was teaching the basics of, you know, spinning on the turntables and rhyming off the turntables for young artists that was coming in, but unfortunately he got murdered, and, you know, nobody picked it up from there, you know?
Now, let everybody know, like, where can we hear your music? You got anything coming out? You got anything that's out?
I dropped an album in March called Dead Dark Cannons, I should say. And we did some collaborations with some, you know, underground artists, some females, and some other people. You know, Yasin Bey, you know, he collaborated on a track with me called Fatal Terrain. You know, it was one of his old tracks that he did in the past. So I just, you know, added some stuff to it and, you know, boom, put it together. And got these other MCs on it. And I just dropped a track a couple of weeks ago with this girl named Lyrical Finesse called War is the Target. And she's lyrical. She's crazy. She's I haven't heard an MC, female MC like that since Rage.
Nice.
So, you know, look out for her. And I got a white boy group called The Officials. Put them out earlier this year. Put out their single called Official. So, you know, I've been busy, you know. But I'm trying to get Rez and Tommy and them to do a Who album with me, man. We got to do a Who album.
Okay, yeah. And like, now, if anybody wanted to look it up, where can they find you? Like, are you on, like, Spotify, anything like that?
Yeah, you can go to Spotify, VOA, a.k.a. Def, or Def's on Arrival. My music is up there on Spotify. I'm having a problem with DistroKid. You know, they took down a lot of my music, but I'm going to get that resolved in a minute and everything. But I'm still on Spotify, and I have some videos out on YouTube. You can check me on YouTube with the videos and stuff like that.
Okay, and I've seen that you keep sharing on our group, Hating Our Shine, on Facebook. Definitely keep sharing so that we can hear more of you.
Absolutely. And I'm also on Bandcamp.
Okay. Tommy, do you have anything you want to say, ask?
I know him, so I'm going to ask him nothing, though.
You never know, there might be something that you want to ask.
Yo, play that Stealth Strikers, me, you, and Rez, man.
You said what? What?
you ain't got that copy of the Stealth Strikers?
I probably do.
You can use the track too.
Yeah, no, I got it somewhere. You know, my organization is shitty, dog. You know, I got stuff everywhere, but I do got it though.
No question.
But I will play it next week, so thank you for reminding me. New song next week, everybody love. A little disappearing brother Reyes and just some stuff out here as well. It was like a monster disappears and I don't see about 8 years and it comes out to me, you know. So tell them about
By the way, y'all had me cracking up with your conversation early in the show, man. I was dying. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You
had me cracking up.
Since you're on the phone now, why not? So, yay or nay? Threesomes, orgies?
I plead the fifth.
Hell yeah, man. It was great to have you on, man. I appreciate it. I really do. You know, I love this collaboration and everything like that. So it's an honor to have you on here. Anytime you want to come back on, you got your stuff, you know, let us know. And you definitely get some fun. So,
thank you for having me, man. And y'all keep going hard with this show, man. And I'm keep listening. I'm going to turn other people on to the show. And you know what I'm saying? We got to get that Who album out, man.
Yeah, we will. We'll get it out. It's on. You already know. So,
something for us to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
I'm going to play from the listening party. And you know it. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Do what you got to do. I know you're a busy man and whatnot. So, thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Thanks for letting me do the interview. And if you ever hear a topic that you're interested in, don't feel afraid to call in. Just let us know what you feel.
No doubt.
All right, buddy. All right. See you later.
Later.
Peace. All right, Jenny. There's the interview. Nice one down. Another one down, more likely. My fault. So.
Okay, and I know we have another one coming up. It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be on a new platform, too. So here we go, people. Let me announce it to you. We are moving from Blog Talk Radio. As you see, we were having a lot of difficulties. We had issues with it before. We tried to give it a shot again, and it's not happening. So the next show, I believe, is what, 29th?
Yeah, the 29th.
29th. We're going to be on a new platform, and we're going to have a new interview with Broadway and H1. So, you know, we had they joints on here the other day, and they made it through, and now we're going to do the interview. So look forward for that on 29th, new platform. Once again, there's going to be an app coming out, all types of good stuff for this radio show. The whole, I think, what's the channel called? JCJ Studios, I believe it's what it's going to be called, and then HOS Radio will be a show that we were having. Then we will be having Joker have a show, Jenny on the Block show, and then I'm going to do a show as well. Now, what we're going to do on the shows, I don't think we know yet, but when we get the shows in order and lined up, we will let you know. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, every Monday, HOS Radio, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., with Joker or without Joker, sometimes he's here, sometimes he's not, but we love him anyway. We're going to hope he feels better. I know he wasn't feeling right today, so put that out there as well. But, yeah, so I don't know what you want to do, James. I'm glad. Well, Britt, where you at?
You quiet.
I'm here.
I'm like, where'd she go? So.
No, I had to go. I had to go find my charger, so I had to charge my phone.
All right, so I've
got a question just to keep the talks going, because is having Britton on here fun when it comes to talks?
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
All right, so I have a question for you. So this is kind of keeping in line with our original topic. What would you do if you ever walked in on your partner having a threat?
Oh! Don't you tell me that. Don't ask me that question.
I'm just saying, you walk in, let's say if, you know, you're at work, you're feeling kind of sick, like, oh, okay, I'm not doing well, let me go home. You don't tell your significant other that you're coming home. You walk in and you see your man smack dab in the middle, or in your case, Tommy, your girl, smack dab in the middle of a threesome. What would be your reaction? What would you do?
You want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You could go you first. Go ahead.
All right. So this has actually happened to me. This is going to be interesting. This actually happened to me. It's like 2002, 2003. I was in a relationship, over years and whatnot. Lost it on the situation now. You know, the main things in a lighter form, there was another person with me at the particular time. So they basically told me to get out to my house because it was in my apartment. So we went out and she was staying there. So, you know, she was going to college and stuff. So I walked in on that. I wanted to kill somebody, I'll tell you that, you know, but I think if my boy wasn't there, my brother, if he wasn't there at that particular time, then I would have been there. So I would have killed somebody. It's something that you don't ever want to walk in on, you know. You got a lot of emotions and shit like that that go on and go around. But, if someone would have got shot. So I'm a very gun-happy person. I love guns, as everybody knows. I'm a big guy in North Carolina. You have guns, so. If it wasn't for him, I'd probably be locked up right now, because I wanted to shoot somebody intensely, and you don't think about it at the time, you just react, and, you know, I don't wish that on nobody, so if it does happen to anybody, just keep your composure and try to do the best thing. I ain't gonna say everybody gonna do it, but at the same time, it ain't worse
the bullshit that comes after this. So, you know, do what you got to do.
All right. Now, I'm going to have Brittany tell her side of this because I know this is going to be interesting, but we do have a caller who wants to put his two cents on this. So, Brittany, you can go, and then we'll bring in this mystery caller.
Okay.
Holding your keeping your composure is not going to happen. it's not going to happen for me. I'm with Chung Lee, all three of them, and throw them out the window. You understand? If I ever walk in on something like that, again, my nickname, Transformer, yeah, Chung Lee is coming out of me. I am going to karate chop them so bad. I'm so serious. I could never. But what has happened to me, it wasn't that, but it was a video that was in someone's phone, how when I was at work, and my ex-husband was cheating and had the person in the house. So he tries to say it wasn't in our house, but it was the same exact way how I had the furniture and everything. Luckily, it was in the living room, because if it was in my bedroom, I'm burning the whole room down. That's it. It's over. Done. So, yeah. That has happened to me.
What did you do to him? Did you kill him? Did you bury the body?
See, what had happened was I took the cross. Yeah. I'm going to just leave it at that because, you know, I'm still on the run.
You ain't got to say no more info, Brittany killer. I get you.
I don't want to say that part, but yeah, he's safe though. I got him on that bus.
Okay, I was gonna say, is he alive?
He's alive.
Hold on. Here's my next question. Is his brain working functionally?
I don't think so, because he's at McDonald's working, and I think he got fired because he kept saying, can I take your order? Yeah, he was stuck. So I think his girlfriend now collects disability for him.
Because, no. I'm going to be honest. So before I bring in this mystery caller, I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't know what I would do, because as much as I would like to think I'm going crazy and somebody's getting shot, I think what will be even scarier is I'd probably get stuck on stupid in that moment, walk right back out, and think about what my next move is. Because I kind of feel like the calmer you stay, the scarier you are. When you don't act out of that pure emotion right away.
Hold on. Jen, E, from the block. You're from the block. You really think you're going to do that? You're Puerto Rican. You really think you're going to do that, too? You're going to walk out that room and not go, and try to kill somebody with a knife? Thank you. Trying to speak to that.
I think she would walk out for a second and like, wait, let me walk back in here and like, I hope it's not my imagination that I'm seeing.
Yeah, like,
seeing
give me a second. Yeah, like...
yeah, but when she come back, oh, get ready for the attack. Get ready.
So.
You guys need to hop out windows and shit.
All right, are you guys ready to see who the mystery caller is and what they got to say?
Sure.
Hold on. So I guess this puts to rest that what you see in the porn videos where they just say, oh, hi, how you doing? And joining never happens because you will die, right?
Correct. I'm pretty sure that that's only on script. Because I can't imagine, like, walking in and being like, oh, my God, you're cheating on me with the babysitter? Oh, no, hold on. Let me take off my clothes and join in. I can't see that happening, though.
Yo, that is so, oh, my God, that is so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you with my stepmom. What? Nah.
And I'm sorry, notice how, like, when you're watching any of those type of videos, how many of them have color? That's not an ethnic way to act. Now, I don't want to sit there and make this a race thing, just saying.
It's not. Leave it at that. It's not. It's really not. Because there's right. been plenty of ones that I saw that had nothing to do with ethnicity, but they're different colors like the rainbow. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, Let's get the caller in. Let's see what they have to say.
All right. Mystery caller, are you there?
Wow. What's up, peoples?
Yo, you're like late for work, man. You're like 2 hours late.
Yeah.
Did you
fucking take it off my pay? Take it off my pay.
No, I get it. It's all good, buddy. I'm glad you're alive.
Just a real rough day, real rough day. But I like everything that's gone on. You know, I've obviously been listening since you guys went on, you know, because I always have to show support whether I'm there or not. But it was a great interview. But going to the topic, I'm asking for rent. I mean, you're in the house. Like I gotta at least before I go to jail, I gotta get some money, you know, out of this situation because.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a good point though. Like, I want my money and for money for food.
But how are we doing this situation though? How was this threesome? Was it like a girl and two dudes, two girls and a dude?
It
like,
is it gonna matter if you were never invited?
Oh, it's not going to matter at all. I mean, of course it's going to matter. Of course. First off, it shouldn't be going down, number one, especially if it's my house, number one. If it's my house, then whatever. But, yeah, I'm asking for rent before I go to jail. Unfortunately. All
right, so,
go ahead.
I was going to say, so this one is specifically for you, Joker. Now,
let's say. It's a Joker? Oh, no. What have you been?
I had a very, very rough day, Brittany. A very rough day.
Okay, all right. I'll let you pass. Okay.
Yeah, I'm usually
but let me tell you something.
I'm usually not the one to let it happen again. Trust me, I don't want this to happen again. Trust me, I don't want it to happen again.
All right, so I do have a specific, I'm going to change this just a little bit for Joker. You know, since he wants to come into work late, he gets a special question.
Yeah, you're a special man. Special.
Now, what if special you man. Walk, okay, you're walking in, right, and it's your girl, and she is getting railed by 2 6-foot-3 big, muscular black men just taking her like a rag doll. Are you gonna
luckily, I'm always strapped, so fucking sorry for them. I mean, why does it have to be big ass black guys though? Like,
because the first thing that came to mind is a BBC video on some type of like Pornhub or something. So I'm thinking of like the most traumatic, like, whoa.
Are they trying to turn me racist here or something? I don't know.
Okay.
No, I mean.
The thing is, no matter what,
you're going to fucking lose your brain. I don't care what the situation is. When something like that happens, I'm not shutting the door, going back out and rethinking that. I'm reacting right then and there.
Right.
Even if they're big muscle bound motherfuckers, it doesn't matter because my 9mm is not gonna, you know, be afraid of them. But You know what? You know what? It does suck because you're going to be mad. Everyone's first reaction is going to be pissed off, number one, especially for a guy seeing their girl, like, wow, you're a fucking hoe, you know, like shit like that. But then sometimes, you know, because we were talking about this, like, the other day, like, in my neighborhood, like, them dudes might not know that she's got a man either. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're taking it out on people that might not know what the scenario is, and that sucks for them. But yeah, unfortunately, my reaction would be to, you know, I'm not gonna think straight. Obviously, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit, and yeah, I'm going to jail for 3 homicides.
No, I get it. I almost did too, so I get that.
You know, because I've been in a situation, and it wasn't a threesome, and it wasn't 2 big-ass black dudes or 2 big-ass white dudes railing my girl, but it was me walking
on
my girl.
We'll say mixed from now on. I'm sorry. They're mixed. We don't know what they are.
No. I'm just saying. Just trying to be funny. But, I have walked in a situation where my girl was having sex with a dude, and, you know, played the whole card, you know, that I was going to stay home, you know, I was going to be away for work, and I wound up not. And rumor was that when I was gone all the time that she was having company. Well, this dude obviously knew nothing about me at all, even though they're in my house. There's pictures of us all over the place and stuff like that. And it was told, like, you know, there was a certain scenario that the guy was told. And I felt bad. I gave him a pass. Like, me and my boys, like, we went in the house, and we gave him a pass on it. But, it's a shitty situation to walk in on any. I mean, shit, if you're going to do it, might as well go for the gusto, though, you know? Might as well go for the threesome, I guess, you know?
So I am so sorry, because this is going to sound so insensitive, and by all means, I don't mean to be insensitive at all. But, like, how do you just, like, give them a pass? So, like, you walked in, and it's like, you know, hey, I know you just fucked my girl, but I get it. You get a pass. Go ahead. Go. Like.
Well, no. Well, I'll give you the real, real short version of the whole situation. That person, what's called, was told that I was her gay best friend.
You looked the part.
So like, when I came in the house, this guy actually, like, got up to shake my hand. He's like, oh, hey, bro. Oh, my
like,
bad. You know, like,
naked? Like, dick slaying,
like, yeah,
and just
like,
hey, what's good? How you doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much. Was like, I mean, he wasn't butt-ass naked.
No, hold on. So you shook the nigga's hand.
He was in his boxers. He was in his boxers.
So you shook his hand at the...
So what basically happened was that, you know, the dude was like, hey, bro, like, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, they're really putting your fucking hand out to me? Like, you're in my fucking house. And he's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, what? And at the time, the girl had my name tattooed on her back, lower back, like, big as fuck. Like, I'm talking about, like, 3 to 5 inch fucking letters. And this dude was, like, clueless. He really was clueless. And, you know, that's why we gave him a pass. I mean, he said his thing, like, hey, yo, like, you know, I'm like, yo, this is my house. And he's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, you see all the pictures over here? And he's like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, you guys are best friends. I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck? He's like, aren't you gay? I'm like, wait, what? And my boy's like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Like, my boy wanted to shoot him. Like, deadass. My boy is, you know, ask questions later. You know, he's acting and then asking questions later. But I gave him a pass. Like, I told him, like, get the fuck out of my house. I'm like, this bitch lied, obviously. She looked stunned. She didn't know what to say. She was, like, all curled up kind of, like, in the blanket. Like, fuck. You know, dude looked literally shocked. Like, he wasn't playing. Like, he wasn't trying to be hard-ass, wasn't trying to, you know, step to me or nothing like that. Like, he was legitimately, like, told a story, and fucking I had to pass him. I had to.
What did you say with her?
Oh no, fucking! Oh, okay. The minute he was escorted out, he was very nicely escorted out, and me and my boys decided. I called her mom. I was nice, you know. Though I called her mom to let her know that you might want to come here and help your daughter pick all of her stuff out from the front grass. And we opened all the windows up. I was on the second floor of a townhome, and we launched all of her shit out the front window. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and she just sat there. Like, she literally had nothing to say. She was not even yelling, not even, like, I mean, she was so shocked of the fact that fucking I caught her. That's really what it was all about. She couldn't say nothing. What could she say? You know, like, there's nothing for her to say. She got caught, boom, done. We tossed all of her shit out. Fucking her mom and I talked, like, right after. Like, she wanted to know what the fuck happened. I told her, and she was like, God damn. You know, like, she's like, I don't blame. And that was the history of her. Mm. And we were together.
See,
Yeah, we were together, like, 3 years. And you know what's fucked up about the whole situation is I heard, like, down the road, I guess, or whatever, he was whooping her or whatever, but she had like went in to like his closet one day, and because he had like stuff that she would never allow to touch, and this dude winds up having fucking gay porn that him and his boy was doing. So I was like, wow, like, yo, the karma just really bites you in the ass or what, like, by telling everyone I was gay or telling him I was gay. And this guy wound up being gay. Or obviously bisexual.
Okay, so I know we're at the end of the show here, but that can be a question for next time. That can be a nice little topic. Have you ever found out your partner was gay? Did they ever leave you for somebody? So that would be quite kind of interesting. What do you guys think?
Yeah, you definitely hear the stories. So.
Okay, now Brittany just made a sound. I don't know what that means.
That's a for me.
So I've
been
done that.
I guess we'll be having Brittany back on.
Who'd you kill out, Brittany? Who'd you kill out, Brittany? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So we've got 7 minutes left of the show. Is this a story for another time, or do you want to share real quick?
My ex-husband was turned out to be gay. So, yeah, I've dealt with that. So that's real quick, fast, and hairy.
Okay.
Yeah, my ex-husband was gay.
So you've been killing them and throwing them underneath the New York Bridge.
So, yeah.
So, I had two of my exes sleep with a friend of mine. So that,
really?
That was, yeah. Yeah, two of my exes slept with I would consider him a best friend. And I found out about it after the fact. But yeah, I had a friend that slept with two of my exes, and he's a he.
Are you still friends with this person?
Yeah, I'm still friends with the person. Everything kind of happened.
You feel a type of way, though? I mean, for a woman, wouldn't you guys feel a little off?
It depends.
As far as what?
Like, dude went and left you for another dude.
For me, I could honestly, because I was married to one that left me for another guy. I was feeling some type of way for a while, but then at the end of the day, I got over it. Why? Because can't cry over spilled milk. Just pour yourself another glass. It does your body good.
Okay.
It hurt for a while, but I got over it.
Now, Tommy, how would you feel if your girl, if a girl that you were messing with left you for another woman? How would you feel?
I just asked if I could join. I mean, yeah, if I come with
you. There it is. There it is. Why did I know that that answer was coming?
The common choice. I wouldn't
say that.
So you would try to save the relationship. You would sit there and be like, wait. We don't have to break up. She can just join us.
I mean, you know, we can have a quick conversation about it. it's not a big thing. I mean, shit, no. You know, this is a guy. No, hell no. Yeah, a girl, maybe.
Just years ago, Maxima, I used to read that magazine all the time. It asked 100 women if they were, like, basically, if their partner, like, left, would you be better with a girl, with a guy, or two dudes, and they all picked another girl. It was, like, 90% picked women instead of men.
That's because they say women know each other, and that's why. So, that's
what they say. That's what they say. They say because women know what feels good to them. But then how do you explain men then, because I don't know how it doesn't feel good when I get my colon checked.
That's because it's not supposed to be a pleasurable experience, I'm pretty sure. And I'm not saying to go and do it. I'm not saying any of that, so don't take it that way. But I'm pretty sure a gay man is going to know how to touch you. That's going to make you sit there and question everything you've done in your life.
No way in hell.
I'm just saying, I'm not, again, not telling you to go do it. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure that a gay man will know exactly where to touch you and how to touch you. That'll have you like, holy shit, what just happened? It's the same when it comes to a woman. It's like, you know what feels good for you. So let me sit there and try this on that other person.
Yeah, but when I go to the bathroom, not to be so graphic, I don't even like wiping. So why would I want something else there?
Okay.
Why did you go wipe?
No. That is just too much info. All right. Yeah, Hidden on Shine Radio, new platform. We'll be coming to you soon. Joker's having a show. Joker, do you know what you're doing on your show yet?
Not a clue yet, but I'm sure it's going to be full of comedy. It's most likely going to be sex talk.
All right. Well, there you go, people. There's Joker. Jenny, I don't know if you know what you got. Britt, we got to get you one, too?
Absolutely not.
The murder call is Brittany.
We'll just all invite Brittany onto our shows.
That is the plan, right there.
So stay tuned for that. You'll have Brittany appearing on everybody's show every now and then.
All right, guys. Well, that's another episode. Thank you again for coming and joining. And all the listeners out there, tune in next week.
Shout out to DOA for the great interview.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
It's always a joy.
Bye.